You are opposite the Shelley Beach. On your left is the dike of the Canal of the Grazil and the nautical base of the Shelleys, where classes are given on sailing on catamarans, optimists for all ages. Behind the massive of the Corbière. Let's now talk about the Shelleys. Their construction dates from the first sea bathing at the end of the 19th century. Built in wood, they are at first holiday places used mostly by people of Grisson or Narbonne. It is at the beginning of the 20th century that they really become into their own. The First World War stops the St. Peter's, then the building and the touristic activities start again with renewed fervour. But the Second World War again interrupts its development. The German army occupies the beach in 1943 and 44. The chalets are then transported in the hills of Grisson or razed to the ground. The people of Grisson and other users lose their beach, but it was without counting on their determination. In the 60s, several celebrities came to perform at the chalets. In 1986, Jean-Jacques Meynix will come to make the film 37 Degrees 2 in the morning. The chalets are built in small blocks from left to right, from the most ancient to the most recent. Behind the most ancient, you will notice the island of St. Martin. On its right, the castle of Grisson and its round tower called Philippe de Broa or Barberousse. If you wish to see it, you will discover its 360 degrees panoramic view, which is explained, and in its vicinity, the church, Notre-Dame de l'Assomption, and Grisson village. On the right of the tower Philippe de Broa, you can see the massive de Capoulade, then Foncode, the Pêche-Minot, and the massive of the Clap. Let's describe it from left to right. The first slopes are those of the Enferré. Then comes the Col of the Porte. Pierre Droite and the plateau of the same name, followed by the Corne. The Rec d'Argent, the Chapel Notre-Dame des Auxiles, adorned in white, and its plateau Notre-Dame. At the other side of the Chalets beach, you can see the plateau of the Vigie and its tower used to keep an eye on eventual forest fires. Then the Abattus, Plan of Rock, and its military detachment situated on Narbonne Commune. You will recognize Narbonne near the coast with its proximity to Narbonne Plage. There look and see a long white building. This is where you'll find, if you fancy, its delicious mussels and oysters straight from the sea, which you can sample on site. Grisson is a village of fishermen from the marshes and the sea. Sea fishing nowadays is practiced by about 20 natives from Grisson, and this during the whole of the year. The technique with nets, drag nets, are many like the crabibouc, which is a system of preparing and laying the net during the day and removing it the next morning. The fish then find that their course has been altered by a net. Forced to follow this new course, they enter into a second net, which at each of its ends is shaped like a snail. The main fish are thus caught as they are just passing, like sea perch, bream turbot, and cuttlefish. The technique of the battue consists in laying a net near the shore, also ending in a snail shape. When the fish get near, they hit the water with a long pole, which frightens them and leads them into the net where they are trapped.